Welcome to the Fantasy Football League podcast, home of the Randy Moss of Fantasy Footballers Trophy. I'm your host, William Zuspin. Tonight I got with me Kamish, Wyatt Zuspin, and Derek Heisel. Welcome, guys.
What's up?
Wyatt's all right, so Wyatt...
He's too good for us, right?
So Wyatt's the commissioner of the league. It's a 10-team league. Wyatt's the owner of the Rotisserie Ruckus. Derek's owner of the Yai. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah.
Okay, the Yai.
Garbage game. So, am I pronouncing that correctly?
So, Wyatt, since you're the commish of the league, you've been commish ever since. You're the founding father of the league. So, just give a little overview of how the league's set up and what we're looking at.
Well, this is our fourth year in the FFL. Been playing the same guys here for 5 years now. We're going to this dynasty league. Rosters are expanding. We got 30 man rosters now. We're keeping 10 players, getting ready to draft 20 rounds. Here's just a few short hours into a dynasty. Next year we'll have a rookie draft, so that's going to be pretty cool. So, but being that we only have 10 keepers, this is probably going to be the biggest draft in the history of the FFL. I feel like it's got some high stakes. You know, we're going to be drafting these players and keeping them for a long time, I feel like. So,
that's right. Our draft act. Yeah, our draft actually starts in 10 hours or 9.5 hours. Starts at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Well, we're recording this podcast on Saturday night. So by the time you're listening to this, we'll probably be in the middle of our draft. So, yeah, we're going into Dynasty.
I'll probably traded for the number one overall pick by the time they do this. So I'll just go ahead and announce it. Hey guys, I know I just traded for the number one pick, but
is this official?
I mean, it'll be official by the time they hear it. So, if you're listening to this and I didn't get Josh Jacobs, well, I will at some point before we kick the season off. Just know that.
Wow.
So, can I time out real quick? If you trade for that, where's Ricky gonna trade back to your spot?
So let me give you a little overview. Right now, Ricky, owner of Cinnamon Cannon, is currently picking number one overall. Wyatt, owner of Rotisserie Ruckus, is not. His first pick isn't until the third round at 13.9. So that would be a big swap to start out our 8 a.m. draft. Now, I don't know if Wyatt mentioned this. We started out as a two-keeper league. We went to a 10-keeper league, and now we're drafting into a dynasty. So, Derek, how big – Wyatt mentioned this draft's going to be pretty big. So, how big do you think this draft is?
I think it's going to be huge. I think that some owners in this league have not prepared for it like some of us have. But that's great for all of us that have. So I'm just going to go with the flow and let people make mistakes while we clean them up and make our teams better. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a huge, huge draft because, I mean, we're keeping these next 20 players plus our 10. Mm-hmm. And it's
11 if you're me.
It's monumental.
Yeah, Wyatt got 11 players now. True. And I still don't know how that worked out. I tried to play it in my advantage yesterday, but it didn't work out. But, yeah, if Ricky could go any more downhill, I don't know.
It's not possible.
I don't know if he could. So this offseason's been kind of crazy. It slowed down probably in the month of June, but here, the last part of July and into August, it's kind of picked up a little bit. But a lot of trades, a lot of draft picks, being traded. Right now you have the Culinary Kings, which is owned by Austin Cole. He has 4 picks in the first round. He's looking at 11-3, which is the 3rd pick, the 4th pick, the 8th pick, and the 9th pick. So I'll start with Wyatt, then we can go to Derek. What do you think Culinary Kings is looking at with those picks?
I'll jump in. You know, I've talked to AC, and what time does this podcast drop tomorrow? For real.
I'll try to drop it by 8 in the morning.
AC might hear this, so he might maybe not be have drafted yet. But I've talked with AC, and I told him what I think he should do. I think if anybody could tell, just look at his team. He's got 5 running backs. He's got some real weak receivers. I mean, and there's a couple good receivers up there that I think he should snag. So I think he goes receiver, receiver, and then he has 2 more picks. I think he goes quarterback with one of those, and then I'm still up in the air which way he'll go after that.
What about you, Derek? What do you think Culinary Kings is going to do?
I think he'll do kind of like what Wyatt said. I think he'll double up on receiver, but it wouldn't surprise me if he took a running back for no reason.
Just added on to that running back.
Yeah. I think he'll go 2 receivers, maybe A.J. Brown and probably another rookie. I don't know. He could go Sutton. Sutton's up there still, so.
So just to give a kind of a overview of people listening, Leonard Fournette, Aaron Jones, Mark Ingram, Derrick Henry, and T.J. Yeldon. T.J. Yeldon is his running back room right now. That first, I mean, he's picking 3 and 4, and if I'm looking at it right now, the first 2 at least, actually 3 of the first 4 top players available are running backs, so you could see another running back taken and entered onto Culinary Kings roster. I think he needs to build up that right wide receiving core, even take, I think Wyatt and Derek both mentioned it, a quarterback in the first round, but we'll see. I mean, he might just surprise everybody and take 4 running backs in the first round. So
he could.
Oh, man.
AC can be so unpredictable sometimes, huh?
Yeah. So, but
I think if he has a team, though, sure.
Yeah, and I mean, depending where what he does with this draft, he could change his. I mean, he could really take a few steps up in the pre ranking.
Rookie receivers take off for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he was trying to plan for a year or two ahead. So,
but you even have second year wide receivers and a couple vets that's sitting out here. I mean, wide receiver wise, I mean, just looking at it, people available. You got all the rookies, but you also have like D.D. Westbrook, John Brown out there. I mean. Good. Sutton, Watkins. But he could really help his team out. Now, first year, we'll talk about a couple more of these teams, just see, talk about what they'll do. We got a first year owner, Nolan Pierce, owner of the Crafts Rub and Tugs.
What do y'all think about that name? Man.
No, I don't know.
It
needs to be changed.
Worse than my ball backer.
Dude, imagine if he wins. I don't want that on the trophy.
That's what I was just about to say. No, I don't want it on the trophy.
You're not going to win this year, but, dude, before you think you're going to win, change your name, man. We already got my ball Zachers on there. If I got to put Porn Star Jimmy on there, bro, dude, I just don't think I can do it.
So that's before we get into Nolan Pierce's team, let's talk about the – so this year, our league, we've added – a couple teams have added second owners. So if one of those teams do win, like, are we adding two names on the trophy?
No. I mean, it'll be one tag, but it'll say Bryce Clark, porn star Jimmy.
Bryce Clark, porn star.
Bryce Clark,
yeah. And might not porn be enough room.
Bryce Clark and porn star. Not enough room for the Jimmy. Bryce, hey Trey, if you're listening, bro, you got to change it. You got to change your name.
So back to Nolan Crafts rubbing tugs. He has two picks in the first round. He is currently picking second, and he is also picking at number 7. So, I mean, he doesn't really have that big of a weakness on his team. Maybe at the wide receiver position. Maybe he needs to add another running back, but I mean, he's already up there with a potential playoff team, if I mean, just in my opinion. But he could take another big step with the number 2 pick and the number 6 pick.
Yeah, I don't know. I think after the draft is over, it's gonna be more wide open than what it is right now.
Yeah, I mean, right now you have a handful of teams, probably 1 through 4 or 5 that could really win it. But then again, we're only keeping 10 as of right now, and our draft starting tomorrow. So we did a pre-draft ranking. I gathered all the information from each owner. Each owner ranking of 1 through 9, and they couldn't rank themselves. So the 2000
draft rankings. Before we get into this, can we just make a since before we leave the draft picks, can we make a quick prediction?
Yes.
All right. Let's go. Let's since Derek's sitting outside the top five, let's name our top five pick predictions. None of us five are drafted.
Okay.
All right. I'll go first. Josh Jacobs, N'Keal Harry, DK Metcalf. Montgomery, Miles Sanders. I think I named 6 there, but that's my prediction. All right, y'all go ahead.
I'll go. You say you have the first pick, Wyatt?
I hope so. what's Kendrick say? No, it's not even Kendrick. I don't even know who it says that. He said, I hope so. Y'all know what I'm saying.
I think it'll go Jacobs, Sanders, and then AC. I think he might skip out on Harry.
Whoa.
I think he might go like AJ or DK Metcalf and Marquise Brown. And then I don't know what Bryce will do. He might take Harry. Or if Montgomery's there, he'll take him.
All right, so y'all both went Jacobs in the with the number 1 pick. I'm going to throw a little curveball. I think Cinnamon Cannon keeps the number 1 pick, and he goes Miles Sanders at number 1. I've got David Montgomery going number 2 to Nolan. Culinary Kings takes DK at number 3, and then Josh Jacobs at number 4. And then, honestly, it's up in the air with Bryce. So I'm going to say, oh, my goodness. You know what? I'm going to say, damn it, I don't know. I have no idea what Bryce is going to do.
Like, he has...
He's going to shock the nation.
You know, I think he'll shock the nation. I think he will go. I'm going to go over here real quick. I think he'll go like either Noah Fant or TJ Hawkinson.
Whoa. Yeah, he needs a tight end, man.
Whoa.
So that was my top 5.
If I'm correct, nobody has Murray in the top 5.
No. Nah. I don't think Murray.
That preseason game really hurt his stock. That's crazy.
I don't know. Is he worth taking in the first round?
I don't know, dude, but if he's there at 6, my mouth's going to be watering.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'll just tell you that right now.
All right, let's go on to the preseason rankings.
Okay, so preseason rankings, I'll go from 10 to 1. So number 10 was voted Cinnamon Cannon, Ricky Kearns. Number 9, Culinary Kings, owned by AC. Number 8, The Replacements, owned by Ryan Thomas and co-owner, Chris Thomas. And then number 7 was Kraft's Rub and Tugs. Co-owner Dad. And then, yeah, so number 7 was Kraft's Rub and Tugs. I can't even say that without...
without crying or what?
You right? It was something. owned by Nolan Pierce. And then Shock the Nation at number 6, owned by Bryce Clark. 5, Mean Machine, owned by Chris Clark. Number 4, The Goodfellas, owned by the Andreas Moya.
Overranked. Overhyped.
Number 3, The Yai, or The Yay, The Yai, owned by Derek Heisel. Goat Farm, owned by myself. At number 2, and then a unanimous number 1, Rotisserie Ruckus.
The crowd goes crazy.
Defending Fantasy Football League champion, owned by Wyatt Zussman. Yeah, so, yeah. What stands out to you the most out of these 10, ten rankings?
What stands out to me most has got to be the unanimous number 1, Rotisserie Ruckus. Back-to-back, guys, 2019. Let's get ready to kick off. Y'all don't understand. I'm coming home 16-0. I won't be satisfied unless I go 16-0 this year.
So there was actually 2, until I got the last set of rankings, there were 2 unanimous decisions. And that was Rotisserie Ruckus at number 1 and Cinnamon Cannon at number 10. Cinnamon Cannon is in a current rebuild, trading for a lot of first-round draft picks, trading a lot of talent away. But, I mean, it might work out for the best of him. Derek, you got a surprise or a something that stands out to you?
If I was ranking, I would move me back toward the middle of the pack, not going to lie, just because I got a lot of unsure receivers still. So I'd probably move Bryce up because his team looks pretty solid depending on his draft. And I think – who else is I looking at? I think Ryan and Chris's team – Ryan and Chris Thomas's team looks pretty good if they can get another quarterback. I mean, and if Melvin Gordon plays, he'll be just fine. So
Gordon's got to be a worry for him. But being Dynasty, I don't know if he should sell him or not. It's a tough take.
Right. Yeah, I mean, even if he gets traded, he could go to a really – I mean, anywhere he goes, I think he'll produce. So I think you got to hold on to him for right now. Unless you get a deal you can't really pass up. But to me, honestly, I was talking about this earlier. I think Kraft's Rub and Tugs, and I'm not just saying that just to say it, but I think he came in at number 7. I think he could – I mean, and that's just we take the top 6 teams to the playoffs, and he's just right outside that, and he's a team that I think could sneak into the playoffs.
Yeah, I think he can too.
And I'm not shocked the nation is sitting there at number 6, but that's a team that needs to add a little bit more. I'm not really sold on Lamar Jackson. I mean, he has Kirk Cousins there. I mean, he could have a good year, but he's kind of like a flip of a coin. Drew Brees as well. He only has 2 running backs, and he needs a tight end. He has a good receiving core, but feel like he needs to add a couple more pieces to be that top 5-6 teams. The Goodfellas at number 4, owned by Andreas Moya. He is a team that started out 6-0 last year and ended up missing the playoffs, mostly because a tank job. for that number one pick that he eventually traded off. But he's right now sitting at number four. I mean, what do you think the ceiling is sitting right now is for the Goodfellas?
I think he could be top three easily. If he adds a quarterback, I mean, he's got Kamara, Damian Williams. If they produce, I mean, I know Kamara will, but if Williams and Bell produce like they everybody's predicting, then he'll have a good team because his wide receivers are pretty darn good right now too. It's just he's a little weak at quarterback, so he's got to address that.
I think Andreas will coach himself right out of a championship. I think he struggles to manage the team from week to week. I think he's a little slow on the waiver claims, and I think that he's going to get caught up. And I think he's got a good team, but Moya, I'm challenging you to manage that team. And a good team, I mean, even a super team isn't guaranteed a championship. You know what I mean?
That is true. But
it's hard to get there. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, as long if you can get to the playoffs, anything can happen. I mean, you have three weeks where.
Yeah, I mean, it's 1 week.
Anything can happen. You know? Yeah,
it's 1 week.
It's almost just about luck those 3 weeks.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You got to get in there, and then I mean, you got to have good with one bad week, and you're gone. It's at home.
Mm-hmm. I mean, start set decisions. I mean, could kill you. I mean, and Moya. The Goodfellas start off pretty brutal. We'll see where he starts. But he has myself, the Goat Farm in week one. He has the Eye in week two. And he has Rotisserie Ruckus in week three. So he has three tough games. I mean, those are tough games for us as well. Just because our division is pretty tough, but those first 3 weeks are going to be a deal breaker on any of our teams, I guess you would say. So let's get into one more thing before we get off here. We won't pick your own game, but we're just going to predict win or loss in week one. So week one, we have Rotisserie Ruckus versus Mean Machine, the Yai versus Culinary Kings, Goodfellas versus the Goat Farm, Cinnamon Cannon versus Crafts Rub and Tugs, or Replacements versus Shock the Nation. So we'll start with Wyatt. So you got the Yai versus Culinary Kings. Who you taking?
The yay. Is it the yay? It's the yay, right?
It's honestly, guys, I don't even know. It's just called
the yay. I thought it was
the
yay.
Yay. So, Wyatt, we got the Goodfellas versus the Goat Farm. Who you got?
Goodfellas.
Cinnamon Cannon, Crafts Rub and Tugs.
Crafts Rub and Tugs.
Replacements versus Shock the Nation.
Replacements.
Oh, all right. So, Derek, we got Rotisserie Ruckus versus Mean Machine. Who you taking?
Ruckus.
Let's go, boys.
Goodfellas versus the Goat.
Goat.
Cinnamon Cannon versus Crafts Rub and Tugs.
Crafts.
Replacements versus Shock the Nation.
I'm going to go Shock the Nation.
So I'll take Rotisserie Ruckus against Mean Machine.
Let's go, boys. I'll
take the Yai over Culinary. I'm going to take Cinnamon Cannon over a week one upset in Crafts Rub and Tugs. And I will take the Replacements over Shock the Nation. And that will round out your week one. I don't know about you boys, but I'm pretty hype. I mean, we are 9 hours away from Ricky Kearns, owner of the Cinnamon Cannon, being being on the clock.
And if he would ever message me back, it might be me.
So we'll see. I mean, I'm going to go to bed here shortly. So we'll see when I wake up in the morning. We'll see who's on the clock.
All right. Hey, one more prediction.
Hey, one more. Yeah, I want to do one more prediction as well before we get off. What's yours, Wyatt?
2019 Randy Moss fantasy footballer is rotisserie rookies.
All right, so mine was going to be the same, but you can't pick your
What? Dude, I'm going back to back.
60-0. So we got Wyatt's prediction.
I'm picking myself. I'm sorry. I am.
I mean, we're all going to pick ourselves, maybe not Derek. But
I'm picking Moya.
Moya?
Yeah.
What? The respect.
So, my pick.
I mean, other than you two, obviously, I'm just picking someone.
You know what? Primary. 2019 FFL champion. I'm going to go the Goodfellas as well.
Wow. Did you guys make it? Oh, my gosh.
Dude, he's pretty good right now.
You know what? I look at the teams right now. Like, I have the pre-draft ranking set up. I'm not going to pick rotisserie. I mean, it's going to be hard to beat you, Wyatt. I mean, it's hard not to pick you. I'm not going to pick myself, although I think I will grab my second championship in 3 years. The Yai, I mean, that –
I'm going to need a lot of luck, boys.
It's tough, man. You know what? Besides the top, I don't see anybody – I mean, I think we could beat Andreas, but I don't see anybody besides that beating Andreas right now. I mean, a lot could change by the end of the year, but as it sits right now, Andreas has a pretty good team.
I'll make another prediction. Dalvin Cook's going to be a top six back.
Ooh. Ooh. Is he playing the whole year?
Hopefully. I mean, hopefully not for our sake. But.
What was your last prediction, Will?
That was it, the champion. I forgot about the champion. So thanks for catching me on that before we.
For sure.
Before we left off.
Definitely.
So, all right. Hey, actually, let's do one more. Is Zeke playing week one?
I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say, for Chris's sake.
I hope so.
I don't know if he'll – I'll say yeah as well. I mean, I think they'll end up getting a deal done, but I don't think that – Yeah, week one still a ways away, so yeah, we'll see. But all right, so we'll get on. I think we're grabbing another podcast tomorrow at some time during the draft, so we'll have more information for you on what all went down as far as the first so many picks go. But I'm excited. It's here, boys. It is here, boys. Yeah, I'm about to fall asleep as well. So, anything else y'all want to say before we hop off?
Good luck, fellas. You're going to need it.
Yeah, good luck, everybody who didn't study.
Yep, good luck, all. Good luck on the 2019 season. And, yeah, let's get it. So, this is William Zustin, Wyatt Zustin, Derek Heisel, signing off from the Fantasy Football Podcast.
Yep. Mark Mariota sucks. See ya.